Hello, I'm Marianne Penn, and I'm joined by John Francis to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. We will have three more news sections and another feature, but John starts us off with Information Desk.
So first of all, forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk in Magpie Road, Norwich, NR31JH, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, of course, in Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. And for further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. And having said all that, there's in fact only one event to read out this week.
Coffee mornings. Come along to Vision Norfolk's monthly coffee morning at the Bradbury Hub, held on the fourth Monday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please contact Richard Pooley on 01603 573 000 if you would like to come along. The next session will be on Monday, the 27th of June.
And now a chance to have your say on bus service improvements in Norfolk. A consultation has been launched asking for residents' views on bus services in Norfolk, whether you use buses every day or not at all. Norfolk County Council would like to know what improvements are the most important for you. With Norfolk set to be awarded almost £50 million from the Department of Transport to make the county's bus services and facilities better, your views will help to decide what the money should be spent on. In October 2021, the County Council published Norfolk's Bus Service Improvement Plan, which outlines the ambitions for the next 5 years. The plan includes ideas to simplify ticketing and journey information, cut fares for the under-25s, bring in cleaner and greener buses, improve accessibility and bus stops, and make better and more frequent links between the places where people live, work and shop. Councillor Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "Public transport is a vital service in our rural county, and this money will go a long way in us improving services for everyone in Norfolk. We want to see public transport that makes it easier for people to get around and helps to keep our market towns and urban centres vibrant and accessible. Getting more people using buses and other more sustainable transport options is key to us achieving our net zero ambition." The indicative offer of £49.6 million for Norfolk will help to put this plan into action, and the County Council is now working alongside bus operators to shape details of what the money will be spent on. A vital part of this is understanding what's important to residents and what will help to attract more people to choose public transport for their journeys more often. The Bus Service Improvement Plan consultation is going on for 7 weeks, from Tuesday the 17th of May to Tuesday the 5th. And to find out about it, you can go to haveyoursay@norfolk.gov.uk. The questions are split into two sections and should take no more than 15 minutes to complete. Part one is about general use of buses and the barriers to people using them. Part two asks for views on the bus service improvement plan and the priorities within it.
There are more roadworks and improvements to cycling and walking routes. The works on St. Stephen's Road will last until the 26th of August and include the following areas: temporary closure to all through traffic on Grove Road and Grove Avenue from Ipswich Road and St. Stephen's Road side. Access to all properties will be maintained via Grove Road and Grove Walk. Ipswich Road will be closed to all traffic northbound between Ipswich Grove, just north of City College, and the junction of Ipswich Road, Grove Road and St. Stephen's Road. The outbound lane will remain open. Closure of Victoria Street from its junction with St. Stephen's Road, Ipswich Grove, Kingsley Street and Wood Street will have manned traffic controllers to allow access to the cul-de-sacs when work takes place at these junctions. The bus lane on St. Stephen's Road will be suspended to allow traffic to flow smoothly, whilst lane closures is in place on St. Stephen's Road. closure of Orange Pedalway on Grove Road, a signed cycle diversion, will be in place.
And now finally, an invitation for you all. On Saturday the 9th of July, Chatterbox is arranging an afternoon tea party to thank our volunteers for all their help over the recent difficult years. We're also going to celebrate recording 100 editions of Chatterbox Let's Talk. The tea party will be held at the Sainsbury Centre on the University of East Anglia campus, and it'll run from 2:30 to 5 p.m. The Chatterbox committee would be delighted if some listeners could join us. If you would welcome an invitation, please send us a message in the usual way, a phone call to 01603 765 365, or a message in your wallet when you return this recording, and we will send out invitations before the end of June. Blind or visually impaired participants are welcome to bring a companion.